Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single week. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is some of the stuff that, well, you know, didn't make it into last week's show, and it's not going to make it into this weekend's jam-packed show. Plus some just cool little updates of maybe stuff that's going on during the week. Thanks for joining us today. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about stuff you shouldn't put down your kitchen sink or even your bathroom sink, but mostly 10 things you shouldn't pour down the drain. Doesn't matter where you're at. If you're, you know, most of this stuff's going to be kitchen. Some could be bathroom, but just stuff that you need to be really, really careful with. Some of it you might be surprised about. So let's talk about a few of those things today. First on my list, prescription medications. Not going to hurt your plumbing most likely, but it's really horrible for the environment. And you can find many places, including your pharmacy, will accept old medications for recycling. And there's a lot of those drug take-back days and stuff that you see in the news. So there's no real good reason to just dump that down the drain. Now we see, you know, in the movies and TV, the opiates and stuff, where they're dumping it down the toilet and all that stuff and flushing it, saying they're done. I mean, that's all great for TV. Not great when that ends up in our water system and ends up in our fish. And anywhere we're out there where that stuff ends up going back into a river, stream, lake, or ocean. So just be a little careful with that one. Now, one of the other ones that you got to be really careful with are the flushable and non-flushable wipes. Now, I was just talking with my buddy Roger Wakefield yesterday. And we ended up having a quick call yesterday. Love those quick calls with him. And he was talking about that the Cottonelle flushable wipes are the only ones that he's found so far that actually dissolve, fall apart, that he tested them personally. And he said those are the best ones out there. But the flushable and non-flushable wipes, you got to be really careful with them. None of them are actually good for your plumbing system, but you put too many of them down, and I tell you what, it's going to be a mess. And if you talk to anybody that works for a city sewer system, quite frankly, they're tired of them grabbing them out of their pumps that get burned up because they all get jammed up in there. So that, feminine hygiene products, you know, condoms, all those things. Those are best for the trash can. You know, so be careful of any of those paper products down there. If it's not toilet paper, don't flush it. And I would put an asterisk and say, you know, those Cottonelle ones are not so bad. We used to use them. But the bidet toilet seat fixed that problem. Don't need them anymore. So be careful with those. Now, one of the ones, too, that you got to be careful with out there, hazardous chemicals, pesticides, you know, any of that stuff. Don't pour them down your utility room sink. Couple reasons. One, many of those things are flammable. You don't want flammable materials in your sewer line for a bunch of, well, explosive reasons. Two, it's not good for anybody else because it can be off-gassing in your street. There can be a lot of other problems. So dispose of that stuff at your local waste disposal place because that's the easy way to do it. Most places have, you know, affordable places you can get rid of that stuff at. So be careful with that one. Seems obvious, but just don't go pouring that down the storm drain as well. Another one that's bad, kitty litter. Don't put kitty litter down the toilet. There are even some brands out there that say that that you can flush it. Don't. Put it in a trash can. You know, maybe compost it if it'll compost. But, man, the problem is that stuff can really clog up. You know, it's designed to soak things up. So it soaks things up, it expands up, and it can really cause you an expensive plumbing bill out there. So be very, very careful with that one. So all you cat owners out there, be very careful. Easy, put it in a bag, put it in the trash, let it go. Paint. Never pour paint down the drain. You can dispose of it many places easily. You know, here in my neck of the woods, you can take it down and take down a bunch of it down to the local, even the paint stores can take it back in many cases. But, you know, there's ways to get rid of it legally. And just do that. Because that stuff, man, all it takes is that stuff to get into a low point. Or, you know, if you've got a settled point in your house going out to the street. Or even worse, you're in a septic system. You think about it, too. Here's the worst part of the whole thing. If you pour down some colored paint down your sink, that, if you've got a porcelain sink or any other kind of sink, except for stainless steel, that those dyes that are in there, think about it, those colorants might stain your sink. So you could have blue, yellow, red, whatever color you're pouring down there. So just keep the paint out of your sink. You know I'm one, too, that we'll sit there and maybe wash a latex brush out the rest of the way. But that's, again, you got to be careful with that stuff. Make sure you're not getting too much down there. Now, one of the other big ones you got to be careful with is if you love to cook, be careful. Yeah, here's one that I've seen cause a problem before. Be really careful with pancake batters and things like that. Just don't pour it thick down there. That can cause a ton of problems because when that stuff hardens up, let's say you pour it down your garbage disposal. You might fight to get that thing back open again because, man, that stuff dries up hard and it might not let the motor start. So that's another one to be careful with. Now, another one to be careful with is, and this is one that we hear about all the time, rice and any kind of a grain like that. Those things are like fix-a-flat for your plumbing system. Anytime that goes down the sink, that stuff swells up, you could cause the biggest of pipe problems with that in your drain. So grains, rice, don't put it in there. Any of that stuff. Another one, eggshells. They take forever to get out of your plumbing system. And you, especially if you're putting them in the garbage disposal, just they just get, I don't know why they do, but they just get nasty. I've seen more plumbing calls for people with eggshells. Now, coffee grounds is another one because they like to stick together and just be nasty. So there's another one that I want you to keep out of there. And, of course, the number one one, which is the no-brainer to me, is cooking oils. Maybe it's bacon grease, all that stuff. That stuff, as it cools, just turns into concrete. And you want to get rid of that stuff. What do I do with that? Even if you've got an olive oil, for instance, just don't do it. It's just going to build up on the inside of the pipes. You can't run enough hot water down there to cool it off to get it out to the city. Just don't do it. When I'm recycling oil, you can recycle it a lot of different places if you use a lot of it. Or you could just kind of wait, let for it to kind of cool down and then put it in some paper towels, throw it in the trash. That way you've got a solid in there and it's easy to get rid of. And that way, you know, you can get rid of it legally without causing damage to your plumbing. All right, that's my quick list of 10 or 11 there of items that I think that you just got to be really careful with pouring down the drain. Just be careful with that stuff, and that's going to keep the plumber out of your house in many different situations. One more that I'm going to add on the end of that. If you're tiling or doing any other tile project, don't rinse your buckets out and pour them down the drain. Trust me. I can't tell you how many times I've seen plugged up drains from people doing tile work, and just enough of it gets down there and it sets up, and you've got a big problem right there. So there's the last one that I would add into that that you got to be careful with. So those are big ones. Now, coming up this weekend and around the house with Eric G, we got a fun show ahead. We're going to be talking about some electrical stuff in the first segment. What are typical code across the country? How many outlets do you need in a bathroom and kitchen? Those kind of things. Well, how many circuits do you need? So if you're planning that remodel, you can kind of get an idea for that. But then we're going to talk to my friend Katie Hughes from Girls Build. She's got a new book out called Girls That Build. We're going to talk about that. And then later in the show, in the second hour, we're going to talk to History Attic Research. And we're going to talk about all the things that they can find out about your home, where people, you know, what people live there, all the research they do. And the older the home, the better. They can find out that, you know, Abraham Lincoln slept in the house at one point. Or, you know, if you're on the East Coast, it's an amazing story. So there's a lot of those things like that that can happen. So that'll be coming up on Around the House with Eric G this weekend. Make sure you catch that on the radio show and podcast. And if you're listening now in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, we've got a radio station for you. Head over to Around the House online to find out more information. Thanks, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.